This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us right now to help give us the Kansas City perspective on this big game on Thursday night, he hosts afternoons on our sister station, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Carrington Harrison joining us on Sports Radio 610. Carrington, great to have you on the show. Appreciate you getting up with us here on a game day eve. Before we get into chatter about the Texans and the Chiefs, Seth had a quick request. Seth, do you want to put your request in for Carrington about the texters?
Oh, yeah, Carrington. I would say like once every couple weeks, we get some angry text from somebody who's just furious about some topic that we're not even talking about. And I'll admit to my own idiocy here. It takes me like three or four text exchanges before I realize, oh, this person's trying to text Sports Radio 610 in Kansas City. And I don't know. I don't know if it's just your dumbest listeners who can't figure it out, or if this is like a good cross section of your listeners. Somehow you gotta do some search engine optimization or something to get your actual text line out there so they find the right text line.
I mean, the exact same thing happens to us in reverse, so I know exactly. But I normally can tell because the area code always says 713, so I'd always know, all right, this isn't for us. But, no, sometimes that trips me out, too, because they'll mention something. I'm like, we're not even talking about this. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay, I get it. All right, I got it.
Yeah, see, I'm embarrassed because it takes me a while to figure out the area code thing. I just my whole medulla oblongata is enraged by that point, and I'm not thinking clearly.
That's funny. Carrington Harrison joining us on the show. All right, Carrington, so the Chiefs win the Super Bowl last year, and now I don't know what the storylines are in Kansas City throughout the year, but I know that nationally it immediately turned into not just they won the Super Bowl, not just the Chiefs, will they defend their Super Bowl? It's how many Super Bowls will the Chiefs win with Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback? Look, there have been 14 straight Super Bowl champions who haven't been able to repeat. Why is it that the Chiefs will be the one to break that streak?
It's funny. It's like you listened to the open for the show yesterday, because one of my points was the NFL is, when everybody is zigging, you should be the one that's zagging. Think about how many times the predictions in the NFL that everybody gets the same prediction and the opposite happens. And right now, everybody is so high on the Kansas City Chiefs, especially in Kansas City. I think there's probably three reasons that people are so optimistic about the Chiefs this year. I would say, number one, they have the best player in the NFL. And I think that's pretty obvious. I would say number two, they returned 19 of 22 starters that started last year in the Super Bowl. And I would say number three, at least in Kansas City, there's just not much of a respect for the rest of the AFC. I think Kansas City thinks Baltimore's good, but not on their level because they've never beaten them with Patrick Mahomes. And Chiefs fans don't have respect for any other team in the AFC. Not Houston, not Buffalo, not Indianapolis, not Tennessee. Like, there's no other team in the AFC that Kansas City fans look at and think that they can match us. So I think that's what creates the confidence the Chiefs fans have that they're going back to the Super Bowl.
You know, that's interesting, and I feel that way a little bit right now, but then I remember the regular season last year, and I got to think that most Chiefs fans weren't feeling that way midway through last season. What changed between then and now? Obviously the Super Bowl, but what substantially changed between then and now?
the defense just got tremendously better and they started getting healthy. I mean, the early part of the season, the Chiefs just had so many injuries. Like, we'll just take a look back to the last time that the Chiefs and Texans played each other in the regular season. Frank Clark only had one tackle in the game. He was clearly banged up. Chris Jones didn't play in that game. And Tyreek Hill was coming back from injury. So the Chiefs were just really banged up the early part of the season. They played Tennessee in like week 11 last year, and they lost that game. And then after that, they didn't lose a game the rest of the season. Their defense got healthier. Their offense got healthier. Frank Clark started contributing. Sammy Watkins started to produce, and they just really took the next step. So I think there's a confidence that they can continue what they're doing. I'm with you where I kind of look at the Chiefs and I'm like, well, history tells us that they're probably not going to repeat. But if this offense is what everybody thinks it's going to be and their defense can give you, you know, a top 10 defense the way that they were last year, I just don't see how any team in the AFC stops them.
Barring injury to Pat Mahomes or something like that, what would upend them, do you think?
I think it's probably Tyreek Hill or Tyrann Mathieu. I think it's one of those two. Like, their defense sort of works because Tyrann Mathieu can do everything. Like, right now, their two corners are Charvarius Ward and Rashad Fenton. If your listeners are like, who, I completely understand. But they're counting that Tyrann Mathieu can be their third corner for the first 4 weeks of the season with Bashaud Breeland out. And offensively, Kelsey's fantastic, but I just think Tyreek Hill, his speed and just how you have to have so much attention on him, because if you don't, he can beat you down the field, and he's the best deep threat in the NFL. I think it probably goes that way. Pat's obviously number one. I would say Tyreek Hill's their second best player, and I put Tyron at three just because he makes their defense go.
Carrington Harrison with 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City joining us on the program. Carrington, you guys are in sort of a unique situation there because you're one of the few cities that's going to allow fans in the stadium, I think 22% capacity for this opener against the Texans on Thursday night. Take us inside Kansas City a little bit in terms of what the chatter has been around that aspect of it. Is that viewed as a significant advantage for the Chiefs? Is it viewed as just sort of a kind of some window dressing? What's the chatter been like about the Chiefs allowing fans in the stadium for this opener?
It's not really been viewed as a tremendous advantage. I think it's been kind of looked at as being cool because people want the opportunity to be there whenever they raise the flag on Thursday. So that's kind of been one of the cool things. It's really been split, and it's more based on the ticket prices. Like, the ticket prices are absolutely ridiculous where, I mean, the Chiefs are selling lower-level tickets at $600. And I know we all have different stances when it comes to the virus, but I just don't – like, I just don't want to go to the football game that bad. Like, there's two options. There's either watch the game at the stadium and pay four times what you paid last year, or watch the game for free on NBC. I know which option I would pick.
Well, there's no way to scalp these tickets, right? There's no secondary market because you basically have to show that you're first cousins, at least with the people that are going to the game with you.
I mean, there is a way to scalp it, and that market's really started to drop just because the face was so ridiculous in the beginning. Like, I've never been to Houston Stadium, but I would imagine it's the same way. Like, the cool part of going to Arrowhead is the atmosphere. Yeah. It's the tailgating. It's being around the people. Why would I spend more money to be at a stadium that's only 20% full?
Carrington Harrison from Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Your Twitter handle is C.Harrison, correct? Like,
yeah.
C the letter, then dot, like C. Mm-hmm. Harrison. Okay, .dot. Follow him on Twitter. He's got a good analogy I'm going to bring up here in a little bit. But I want to ask you, I want to take you back to 2017, because I've been reading all these articles about, oh, Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson when they got together at this quarterback camp, or, oh, they're best buds for life, all that. Okay, 2017, you're watching the draft. The Chiefs trade up to the 10th pick. Which of those two quarterbacks were you hoping they took?
I actually wanted Deshaun Watson. I had a belief there that Big 12 quarterbacks, because of how they played the spread and the defenses they went up against, couldn't work. If you think about it, Patrick Mahomes is the first Big 12 quarterback to win a playoff game, as wild as that sounds. Think about it. The Big 12 came around in 1996, and Patrick Mahomes was the first, and then Ryan Tannehill was the second last year when they won a playoff game because he played that year quarterback in the Big 12. I just didn't think that it was going to work, and I think a lot of people watched Deshaun Watson in college, especially how he played against Alabama, and you just knew that was going to work. Like, you know how you watch, like, a college basketball player like a Jason Tatum, and you're like, all right, it's just going to translate. Like, I don't care what he did in college. I know it's going to work. That's how I felt about Deshaun Watson when I watched him at Clemson. I'm like, he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. I don't know how great he's going to be, but there's no way that this doesn't work. And I thought him paired up with Andy Reid, especially with what he did with Donovan McNabb and Michael Vick. I felt pretty confident that it was going to work. I just had no clue that Mahomes was going to be the best quarterback of his generation.
Yeah, at what point did that start to show itself, Carrington? Because I can tell you, we could see right away with Deshaun when we were at training camp up in West Virginia in his rookie year. You could tell right away, like, okay, this kid's special. He can sling it. He's tearing up the defense for the Texans as a rookie. And then he did that as soon as he got into a game for the Texans his rookie year. He set all kinds of records. Mahomes, once he took the field for the Chiefs, ended up winning an MVP. But at what point behind the scenes, or did you not know he was going to be this until that opener in 2018 where he was spectacular?
So he started one game in 2017. It was week 17. The Chiefs had everything clinched. They just sat down Alex Smith and they let Mahomes start. And he was okay in the game. He wasn't great, but he was okay. Follow up with the next season, the first game they play on the road against the Chargers, so he's going up against Phillip Rivers. He makes this throw down the sideline to their fullback that just five human beings in the world can make. Then the next week, week two, they played at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh had always been the Achilles heel for the Kansas City Chiefs with Alex Smith. They could not beat Pittsburgh. He throws six touchdown passes on the road at Pittsburgh. Then follow up week three, they play a home game against San Francisco. And I'm telling you, look this up. He throws one of the greatest passes I've ever seen in my life. Chris Conley in the back of the end zone. He, like Russell Wilson, like scrambles back, turns around, and throws the ball on a rope in the back of the end zone to Chris Conley. At that moment, I knew I was wrong on Patrick Mahomes and that he was going to be fantastic.
So Carrington Harrison from Sports Radio 610, the Kansas City version. If you follow him on Twitter, at C.Harrison. This is a tweet that caught my eye, and I've been thinking about it all morning long. You can make any comparison imaginable if you say a poor man's blank before it. Who were you thinking of specifically when you made that tweet?
I don't even remember. It actually came up on the show a couple of days ago. My co-host said that this KU quarterback, Todd Reesing, that he was a poor man's Johnny Manziel. I'm like, what? Like, no, you're not even close. But no, that does happen. Like, you can make any ridiculous comparison if you're like, well, he's just a poor man's Scottie Pippen. Like, no, he's not. What are you talking about? Like, your skill set isn't even close to each other.
It's such a nice backhanded compliment slash insult to give to somebody. But now, and I will say, I feel like the backhanded compliment slash insults that you were getting in the replies might mean good things for you in the future, because you got a whole lot of basically C-Dot is a poor man's Nick Wright. A lot of people saying you were a poor man's Nick Wright at that point, which if you become a rich man's Nick Wright, that'll mean you'll be as rich as actual Nick Wright.
I don't get called that as much anymore, but you're right. I definitely got called that early on. I was just thinking more about it. I would consider Josh Allen to be a poor man's Cam Newton.
Oh, did you take over for Nick after he came to Houston from Kansas City?
No, not immediately. So Danny Parkins and I, who host in Chicago, we actually were doing 11-2, and there was a different afternoon show, and then we moved from 2-6. But I actually dropped out of college to be Nick's producer when I was in college. So yeah, Nick and I are really close, so I understood why I got called to be a poor man's Nick Wright.
Carrington Harrison, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City.
Soon to be as wealthy as Nick Wright.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Soon to be an equivalent to Nick Wright, rich version of Nick Wright. Absolutely. Rising
star. You don't sit like crisscross applesauce in your chair like Nick Wright does, do you?
Man, I'm telling you, like, I got so many Nick Wright stories. Like, it was funny because he got that big Chipotle card a couple of weeks ago. And I remember, so I interned for Nick in 2008 and 2009. In 2008, I kid you not, I had Nick Wright's Chipotle order down to a science. Every day at 12:30, he would give me his debit card, and I'd have to go to Chipotle, and I'd have to wait in the line and order his Chipotle. I'm telling you, this was my whole junior year college summer, was ordering Nick Wright Chipotle.
What did he order? Let's judge Nick Wright's Chipotle order.
It was such a long time ago, but he always got – he used to, like, he had to get the burrito double wrapped because all the food would, like, burst out of the burrito if you didn't get it because he had so much stuff in it. I'm telling you, there's not a human being, like, you don't love anything as much as Nick Wright loves Chipotle. Like, not your wife, not your kids, not beer. I don't know what your favorite things are in life. You don't love them 50% as much as Nick loves Chipotle.
See, now I got to text Nick. Danielle or your new VIP card for Chipotle, Nick? Which one is it? Carrington Harrison joining us on the show. Hey, Carrington, we really appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the week and enjoy the game tomorrow, and we'll catch up again soon. Thank you.
I just want to make one point before I go. Can you imagine if Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys were up 24-0 in a playoff game, lost that playoff game by 20 points, and nobody blamed the quarterback? That would never happen in the world. somehow this has happened to Houston's quarterback. Well, I just want to figure out why.
We still have people acting like Deshaun played a good game that game. We'll say like that somehow the 9 unanswered touchdowns had nothing to do with the offense not scoring touchdowns.
Hey, Carrington, I'm going to give you 5 quick words as to why. The power of Bill O'Brien. That is why. Lightning rod, baby. Lightning rod.
Just like nobody loves Chipotle more than Nick Wright loves Chipotle. Nobody criticizes Bill O'Brien quite like Houston fans criticize Bill O'Brien.
There you go. Carrington, great point. We appreciate it. Enjoy your show today, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Carrington Harrison, good stuff from Kansas City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.